The Belchior Quartet played Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 3 at last year's Aldborough Festival, and we'll be back there with Tom Redman for more from the 2017 festival tomorrow at 1 p.m.
That's the first time I can remember a British jazz photographer getting an exhibition in an institution like the V&A. Extraordinary recognition of her importance.
Val Wilmer is a photographer, writer and historian with a passion for jazz and African-American culture.
When people like Louis Armstrong started playing, it changed the way that brass was played in symphony orchestras.
She has spent her life challenging preconceptions.
What's this little girl want? Beverly Sisters or something? I said, have you got any jazz records?
A portrait of Val Wilmer this Sunday evening at 6:45 on BBC Radio 3.
It's 6 minutes past two. We're a little later than usual, but we couldn't cut off that fantastic Shostakovich good before we got to the end. So this is Afternoon Concert at last. It's with me, Tom McKinney, and I'm with you for the next 2 hours and 54 minutes to take us up to 5 o'clock. And with it being Thursday, that means it's opera matinee. And today, it's Daniel Auber's Fra Diavolo. Then at 4:15, we'll be back with the BBC Concert Orchestra, our featured group this week, for the Flute Concerto by Jean-Michel Damaz. And for maximum variety, to showcase just how diverse the orchestra's repertoire is, we'll also hear Crazy Cat, a jazz pantomime by John Alden Carpenter. But first, we take to rural Italy at the start of the 19th century in pursuit of the dastardly bandit Fra Diavolo, the eponymous villain of Daniel Auber's three-act comic opera that was first performed in 1830. During Auber's lifetime, it was one of the most popular and frequently performed of all operas, but it's now only rarely staged. This is a recording from Rome, made in October last year, with the Rome Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Rory MacDonald, and tenor John Osborne in the title role. Act One begins outside a village inn, where the army officer Lorenzo and his men have been sent from Rome to capture Fra Diavolo. But Lorenzo is distracted by thoughts of marrying Zerlina, the innkeeper's daughter. However, her father wants her to marry Francesco, the rich son of a farmer. We then meet Fra Diavolo, who robs a wealthy English couple, but Lorenzo manages to kill some of his accomplices and retrieve part of the stolen jewellery. Fra Diavolo returns to the inn, disguised as an aristocrat, and vows to take his revenge on Lorenzo. This is Act One of Fra Diavolo.
Thank you. Peut-être pour toujours. Adieu, adieu, peut-être. Dans le grand large, dans la vie. Sur les routes en calèche tranquille à travers la France sans avoir peur de rien. Partir dormir, manger mes amis, c'est ainsi qu'on entend voyager mes amis. Partir chanter, dormir, manger, c'est ainsi qu'on entend voyager mes amis. Entre la bande des brigands de la famille, c'est la tourmente, je ne pensais jamais à elle. Dans la campagne, sans rien à craindre, je savais bien, grâce à ma bourse, me faire.
Pour qui retrouve les bijoux de ma Thank you.
pourquoi j'irais-moi, c'était pour moi, j'irais-moi, c'était pour moi, j'irais-moi.
La bonne folie, à mon âme et la vie, la mort et l'amour, seconde tous les mots. Il m'a dit, j'aurai son âme et la vie, folie, pourquoi,
Thank you. Ma serviette, c'est ta femme et chantillon, de bonnes choses et de bonnes choses. Tu parles, je saurais bien où cet or a fini. Au diable, et laissez-moi chanter ma sérénade. Mais courage, vous pouvez être heureux de m'avoir mes amis pour patron. Déjà voici Milady. Eh bien, vous êtes encore là. Au fil,
au fil.
Oui, je vais commander le punch à vous, Milord.
Charmante, Milady.
Comment, c'est encore vous? Il m'avait bourré là dans la chambre voisine. Lui, si jaloux, jaloux
et c'est l'homme, c'est qu'enchanté à nous, et nous pouvons sur cette mandoline répéter tous les deux cet air que nous commençâmes hier.
Ah, je l'entends, c'est lui.
La
Oh! Je veux être servi et vous chanter j'adore.
Il a raison, servez-lui donc son poche.
Je n'ai déjà plus soif, n'ai plus envie de rien.
Est-ce de voir perdu votre bourse?
Et je ne fais que ça.
C'est vrai, on vous a dérobé toute votre fortune venant de votre femme. Et vous étiez en route vers la banque de Naples. Je comprends que l'on pleure Milord cette fortune.
Par chance, j'ai conservé ma fortune.
Vraiment? Vous avez donc une cachette?
J'avais pris d'excellentes mesures. Je n'en parle à personne.
Je commence à comprendre que vous êtes habile.
J'ai pris des pièces d'or, l'or contre des temples, et je les ai cousues toutes.
Mais où donc?
Cherchez l'astuce.
La ruse me dépasse.
Au revers de ma veste.
Et moi, dans mon
humide, je ne peux croire quelle robe précieuse, ô mystérieuse ruse. Il fallait y penser.
Nous sommes vêtus d'or.
C'était bon à savoir. Je vais en profiter.
Écoutez,
quelle est donc cette marche guerrière?
La porte feuille à vous.
Et pourquoi, cher ami?
Et ces soldats, il faut partir, on doit ailleurs que je suis prendre. Partons, mes braves compagnons, ils s'éloignent et ils restent. À demain, à demain.
The dastardly bandit Fra Diavolo vows to have his revenge on Lorenzo, the army officer tasked with capturing him. That was Act One of Daniele Auber's Fra Diavolo. The role of the eponymous bandit was sung by John Osborne. Lorenzo was tenor Giorgio Miseri, who's in love with the innkeeper's daughter, Zerlina, who was the soprano Anna Maria Sara. And the English couple robbed on the road, Lord Coburn and Lady Pamela, were sung by Roberto De Candia and Sonia Ganassi. The Rome Opera Chorus and Orchestra were conducted by Rory MacDonald. And we'll be back at the inn to pursue Fra Diavolo shortly after we find out who's on this evening's In Tune with Sean Rafferty. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hello. No dastardly bandits, I'm glad to say. As far as I know, though, goodness knows, who, you know, they may turn up. I rather doubt it.
Says here you have got a band, though.
We have a band. We have. We're just a bit of it. Obviously, a bit of the banditry is missing. Though, mind you, they can rock and roll and rampage with the best of them. It's the band from Tango in the Dark who has just started in London. So we've got bandoneons, we've got voices, we've got everything, so the heat will definitely be turned up. So, you know, you may suddenly find the ice falling off your windows with the sheer excitement of it all. We were hoping to join up with Wales before tonight's Radio 3 in concert. Of course, that's been cancelled because of the snow and all the conditions. But we will be waving the flag for Wales.
And there's going to be some special tonight. St. David's Day celebration yes. tonight, isn't there, as well, from 7:30? Yeah. TBC.
I think it's all right. Well, you will have Bryn. I think definitely Bryn Terfel is involved. I think it's a repeat from a couple of years ago of concert. And then we've got young voices from Guildhall Opera. Though very often the conservatoires point the way to what major houses should be doing. They're doing Poulenc's Dialogue de Carmelite, so set in revolutionary France. We get young singers coming from that. They're going to sing Poulenc and Fauré as well. And just before you go back to the opera, I'm just listening through a little bit of what people will be hearing. Monteverdi's Orfeo, Return of Ulysses on Saturday, on Opera 3 on Saturday, recorded at the Roundhouse with Covent Garden. It's going to sound absolutely fantastic with the wonderful Roddy Williams.
Brilliant. Well, I look forward to that. You were there, weren't you, for that?
Was
you?
Yes, it was really, really exciting.
Wonderful. Well, I think we better get back to Daniele Auber's opera, Fra Diavolo.
What's going to happen?
Sean Rafferty. Well, he's going to be late there because he's going to have to listen to all of this opera now. So he's going to be late back to the studio for In Tune because it's a long opera as well. Right, that was Sean Rafferty. Many thanks, Sean. He'll be back at 5. He'll be back at 5 o'clock with In Tune. Yes, but back to Daniele Auber's opera Fra Diavolo, because in Act Two, Lord Coburn and Lady Pamela have gone to their room at the inn when Fra Diavolo, still disguised as an aristocrat, and his two hopeless henchmen Giacomo and Beppo creep in to try and rob them again. But to get to them, they first have to pass through Zerlina, the innkeeper daughter's room, where they find and steal her dowry. Suddenly, Lorenzo returns and mistakes Fra Diavolo as a wealthy rival for the love of Zerlina. This is Act Two of Fra Diavolo.
quel plaisir de bien dormir, à quel plaisir de bien dormir.
Salut, salut.
Sont retirés tous les deux dans leur chambre. Personne ne m'a vu monter cet escalier. La chambre de Milord doit être la seconde. Ce serait celle ici. Non, rien que la garde-robe décorée de tentures. La chambre de Milord est placée dans cette aile. Au fond du corridor, parfait. Il faut qu'on avertisse chacun de nos complices
Io trouvai refuge dans cette grange. Je dois leur faire signe. Si quelqu'un m'entendait, et puis qu'importe, je fais comme il me semble, alors je chante. On chante jour et nuit à travers l'Italie. Et puis, une chanson d'amour n'éveille aucun soupçon.
De grâce, entrez sans un bruit.
Voulez-vous autre chose?
C'est Gerline qui parle.
Là, au fond de la chambre, derrière les tentures.
Derrière les tentures.
Patience, nous attendrons jusqu'à ce qu'elle parte.
Je voudrais faire de même. Oui, oui, faisons-le.
Thank you. cette jeune fille que le prix pourrait éveiller à son secours mais t'appeler.
Mais trop par la prudence brille.
Christelle, comment s'en parler? Que veux-tu?
Ah, c'est dommage
que j'ai entendu le capitaine qui mettait la délicatesse.
Moi, ça qu'un comprendre pas. Tiens, frappe, et toi de faiblesse.
Oui, ma prudence, mais sans prévoir que la vengeance a le pouvoir. Oui, ma prudence, mais sans prévoir.
Alta ma vagliata, mes amis, il sole. vide las cette une mort cruelle.
Yeah.
Robbed Zelina of her dowry, the bandit Fra Diavolo meets Lorenzo, the army officer determined to arrest him. Lorenzo mistakes Fra Diavolo, who's in disguise, for the charming Marquis de San Marco and assumes that he has a rival for Zelina. That was Act Two of Fra Diavolo by Aubert. Zelina, the innkeeper's daughter, is soprano Anna Maria Sara, who's in love with Lorenzo, the tenor Giorgio Masseri. Fra Diavolo is John Osborne, and his two lackeys, Giacomo and Beppo, are bass Jean-Luc Balestre and the tenor Nicolas Pamio. The Rome Opera Chorus and Orchestra are conducted by Rory MacDonald. In the third and final act, now that her dowry has been stolen, the innkeeper, Matteo, has no choice but to force his daughter, Zelina, to marry the local wealthy farmer, Francesco. But up in his mountain hideaway, Fra Diavolo is boasting of his life as a great criminal and orders Giacomo and Beppo to return to the village to spy on Lorenzo. He tells them that once Lorenzo leaves, they must ring the church bell to let him know. Back down in the village, Zerlina realises that Giacomo and Beppo must have been the men in her room the night before, and they're arrested by Lorenzo. Uncovering their plan, Lorenzo orders them to ring the church bell, and Fra Diavolo falls right into Lorenzo's trap. The infamous bandit is finally captured, and with the return of her dowry, Zerlina can finally marry Lorenzo. Act 3 of Auber's Fra Diavolo.
Thank you.
camarade poursuivre au chalet. Là, c'est une jeune fillette, comme elle tremble, la pauvrette. Par charité, ne sait pas se mourir. Ah, 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 par charité, ne m'ôtez pas la vie. Ah, 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 grâce à mon Seigneur le brigand, je ne suis qu'une pauvre enfant. Grâce à mon Seigneur le brigand, je ne suis qu'une pauvre enfant. Nous ne demandons rien au belle, l'usage est de
la sorte, la sorte, la le capitaine?
Non, a-t-il quitté l'auberge?
Et toi, que fais-tu donc?
Que veux-tu que je fasse une petite sieste?
Le capitaine a dit qu'au cas de son absence, dans le temps de ce chêne, il mettrait un message.
J'aperçois quelque chose, une lettre pour toi.
Appelle le brigadier, ce sera éloigné pour laver son honneur en affrontant les hommes. À l'heure où les époux vont se rendre à l'église, vous m'en avertirez en sonnant sur la cloche de cet ermitage. Vous me verrez venir, je règlerai alors leur compte au cher Émilor et à sa chère épouse.
Parfait! À peine, on verra le cortège partir avec la noce en bas à l'arme.
Pauvre Lorenzo.
Il vient, il est triste, il soupire.
Il faut qu'il se dépêche, car il n'a plus beaucoup de temps. Sortons, on va le suivre là.
Je ne puis.
la verra à ma place comme à des diriges vers elle.
Passez dans ce rocher,
c'est mon air qui m'appelle.
Se sera éloigné, la veste non air affronta les armes. À l'heure où les époux vont se rendre à l'église, vous m'en avertirez en sonnant sur la cloche de l'ermitage. Vous me verrez venir. Je réglerai alors leur compte au cher milord et à sa chère épouse.
Que je l'ai dit, va disposer-les tous. Toi, monte à l'ermitage avec lui. S'il hésite et qu'à l'estamain, il tombe sous tes coups. Vous, mes amis, cachez-vous vite et derrière ces buissons épais. Pour toi, reste c'est ici, reste. Et si pour nous trahir, tu fais les moindres gestes, songe que je suis là, tu m'entends
et trop bien.
Having fallen into the army officer Lorenzo's trap, the legendary bandit Fra Diavolo is finally captured, and Lorenzo can at last marry Zelina. Hooray! The closing act of Fra Diavolo by Daniel Auber, composed in 1830, with a libretto by Eugène Scribe. The role of Fra Diavolo was sung by John Osborne, Lorenzo was the tenor Giorgio Miseri, and Zelina the soprano Anna Maria Sara. Her father, the innkeeper Matteo, was the bass Alessio Verna. Fra Diavolo's two henchmen, Giacomo and Beppo, were Jean-Luc Balestra and Nicola Pamio. And the couple from England, robbed by Fra Diavolo at the inn, Lord Coburn and Lady Pamela, was Roberto de Candia and the mezzo-soprano Sonia Ganassi. The Rome Opera Chorus and Orchestra were conducted by Rory MacDonald. It was recorded in Rome at the Teatro Constanzi, and the production was directed by Giorgio Barberio Corsetti. You're listening to Afternoon Concert with me, Tom McKinney, on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. Now, if you've been listening over the last few days, you'll know that this week we're focusing on the BBC Concert Orchestra, with recordings from the past and present. Here's a piece from a disc released in 2014 of the orchestral music of Jean-Michel Damaz. And this performance of his flute concerto was, in fact, the first ever recording. Damaz was born in Bordeaux in 1928, and as well as excelling in composition as a student at the Paris Conservatoire, he was also an exceptional pianist, choosing to play almost only French repertoire, with Fauré being his real hero. But his great misfortune was to have been born amid a generation of composers who had embraced the avant-garde, and so, as a composer of a more traditional slant, he was always going to be overlooked right up to his death in 2013. In three movements, Damaz's flute concerto was composed in 1992, and here the soloist is Anna Noakes, with Martin Yates conducting the BBC Concert Orchestra.
Thank you.
Anna Noakes was the soloist in the Flute Concerto by Jean-Michel Damaz. Composed in 1992, that was the first recording made of the piece in 2014, with Martin Yates conducting the BBC Concert Orchestra. Well, how about a nice bit of news to warm you up that's happening right now? The BBC Concert Orchestra are currently stranded in Skegness. They should have been performing schools concerts, which have unfortunately had to be cancelled. However, in the hotel where they're staying, there's a wedding this afternoon, and having spoken to the bride, some of the players have decided to surprise the groom and all the guests by accompanying them as they sign the register, and that should be happening right now. So congratulations to the newly married Mr. and Mrs. Lisa and Rhys Brown in Skegness. I like that, very nice. Well, here's the full orchestra now, this time conducted by Keith Lockhart, who was the principal conductor from 2010 until the end of last year, but remains as chief guest conductor. And, well, we really are having a rummage in the less well-trodden corners of the repertoire this afternoon with a jazz pantomime ballet from 1921. This is Crazy Cat, and that's obviously spelt with K's, by John Alden Carpenter. Carpenter was born in Illinois in 1876 and studied in Rome with Elgar before returning to the States, where he began to fuse jazz and classical music some years before Gershwin later took all the credit. Crazy Cat was an enormously popular comic strip published from 1913 to 1944 by William Randolph Hearst in his New York Journal. And Carpenter's ballet is in 8 scenes featuring Crazy Cat and his cohorts up to all sorts of slapstick knockabout nonsense.
Thank you.
Ignatz the Mouse smashes Crazy Cat over the head with a brick, and Crazy wobbles back to his bed and falls asleep. Based on the Crazy Cat comic strip, that was John Alden Carpenter's jazz pantomime Crazy Cat, composed in 1921. Keith Lockhart was conducting the BBC Concert Orchestra. And there'll be more music by John Alden Carpenter in tomorrow's programme, his Piano Concerto. Now, if you felt a lot of that music could have been, well, a pretty good film score, here is some actual film music to bring afternoon concert to a close. This is pianist Valentina Lisitsa with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Warren Green, in Nino Rota's music from The Glass Mountain. Legend of the Glass Mountain. Nino Rota's music to the 1949 movie The Glass Mountain. The pianist was Valentina Lisitsa, and the BBC Concert Orchestra was conducted by Christopher Warren Green.
When did it begin?
On BBC Two.
The dawning of human creativity.
Simon Sharma, Mary Beard, and David Olushoga explore the way art reflects and questions human life.
This is art that reveals a very different civilization to the one the Victorians imagined.
Part of the Civilization season on the BBC.
What's amazing is that Hadrian's encounter is recorded thanks to a piece of vandalism.
Civilizations begins tonight at 9 on BBC Two.
And that's it for today's afternoon concert. Tomorrow from 2 o'clock, it's the end of our week with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and we'll feature an all-British programme. But there's a huge range of music demonstrating that versatility for which the orchestra are now so well known. So please do join me tomorrow from 2 o'clock. And just to mention that there's been a change to tonight's concert at 7:30. It should have been the BBC National Orchestra of Wales live in Cardiff, with it being St David's Day. But because of the red weather warning in the southwest, the concert had to be cancelled. However, not a particularly terrible replacement. A repeat of a concert which was originally broadcast on St David's Day in 2015, and it's Bryn Terfel with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. That's Radio 3 in concert tonight at 7:30 for St David's Day. But before that, we've got In Tune to get through, and here's Sean Rafferty.
What do you mean to get through? A very good afternoon to you. We have something to warm the cockles of your heart tonight. Sizzling Hot Tango, we have Voices Bandoneons, we have The Lot, and Young Voices taking us back to revolutionary France as well. That's all after the BBC News with Alan Smith.
The southwest of England and South Wales are on high alert after the Met Office issued a red warning for snow, meaning there's a risk to life. It comes as the UK faces a third day of severe weather, which has seen major disruption for motorists and rail passengers, with central Scotland and Lincolnshire particularly badly affected. President Putin has unveiled plans for a new generation of Russian nuclear weapons, including a hypersonic missile which would travel at five times the speed of sound to evade American defences. Mr. Putin made the claims in a State of the Nation address ahead of an election which he's expected to win later this month. The independent inquiry into child sexual abuse has demanded that the government pay compensation in the next year to thousands of survivors from England and Wales who were forcibly sent abroad as children. Between 1945 and 1970, around 4,000 children were sent to places such as Australia and New Zealand. Some were physically or sexually abused. Downing Street says good progress has been made on agreeing a post-Brexit transition deal with the European Union. Theresa May and the EU Council President Donald Tusk held talks at Downing Street today, but Number 10 added that Mrs. May also restated her view that a draft withdrawal treaty proposed yesterday by Brussels was unacceptable to the UK. The government has said it will not proceed with the second part of the Leveson inquiry, which was due to look into unlawful conduct within media organisations. The Culture Secretary, Matt Hancock, also announced that he's not going to take forward a measure which would have required media groups to sign up to a state-backed regulator. The Duke of Cambridge is to make an official visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories this summer. It'll be the first time a senior member of the royal family has gone to both places. And the weather, it'll be a cold and windy night across the UK with more heavy snow and blizzards in Wales and southwest England. Snow showers will also affect the northeast, but it'll be mainly dry elsewhere. Temperatures will fall to zero in Belfast and London, -1 Celsius in Edinburgh and -3 in Cardiff. And that's the BBC News at 2:05.
Alan Smith, thank you. We have a studio full of heat and sunshine today, so let us transport you to the brothels of Buenos Aires, well, in a virtual and virtuous sort of way. We have the band from Tango After Dark here. Evening to you all. Are you all okay? Yes, they said. Very quiet. Far too quiet to be a tango band. And we'll come back to them later.